Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everybody. Welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Wednesday, October 23rd, and it is, as ever, spectacular to have you with us today. I think we've got a really good show. We've got a lot to talk about, covering all sorts of things related to e-commerce and digital marketing, online marketing, and how those all work together. So let's go ahead and dive right in. I want to start by talking about the big news of this week, which is the fact that Apple introduced its new iPads yesterday. Now, you guys know this. This is not a gadget show. I don't talk about gadgets to talk about the gadget, because that's, you know, there's plenty of shows that do that much, much better. And I don't have the gadget in front of me, though I am actually reading my script from an iPad mini, but it's the, you know, it's the old one from last year, not the new one from this year. Not that I want to get my greedy little paws on one of those. Of course I do. But the point being that, you know, it isn't about the gadget. It's about what the gadget means. And so I don't care if you use an Apple tablet, you know, an iPad, if you use an Android tablet. In fact, you shouldn't care either. You should use the one that works for you, and you should pay attention to the one that works for your customers, fundamentally, because it doesn't matter which one you like, it matters which ones your customers like. But the reason I bring this up is, literally, every couple of days, somebody starts talking about the next big thing in gadgets. So today, or yesterday rather, Tuesday, it was Apple's turn. A day or two before that, HTC talked about its new tablet and wearable devices. Android Central has a great write-up about these future cool devices that HTC is going to come out with. I'm sure in a week or two, it's going to be Samsung's turn, or it's going to be Motorola's turn, or it's going to be somebody else's turn to talk about their new toy. Which is cool, right? Because it drives the economy and people buy them and then they use them. And that's the part where we care. The part where people start to use them to interact with your business online, to interact with your marketing, to interact with your e-commerce, to find driving directions to come to your store. That's the part we care about. That's why these matter, right? This isn't about, ooh, shiny. Not that we don't enjoy that. I mean, Lord knows I do. But it's really about how your customers use them. And something I've been talking about for a while, I referenced it in last week's show, I'm sure I will reference it again, is that mobile continues to make e-commerce what I call frictionless. And what that means is that increasingly the device, the experience, the interaction gets out of the way of the customer. It becomes increasingly easy, increasingly simple for them to do what it is they're there to do. So if they want to buy something, buying becomes simpler. If they want to compare, comparison becomes simpler. When they're ready to pull out their credit card and make that transaction, that becomes simpler. There's less friction in the process. Now, you as a business can put friction in wherever it makes good business sense to do so. Just be aware that any place there is friction, it creates an opportunity for a competitor of yours or a competitor you don't know about yet to come in and remove that friction and make it simpler for people to do what they want to do. The point being, friction tends to move towards zero. We've seen a lot of effort by the big players in e-commerce, you know, the Apples and Googles and Facebooks and Amazons and Microsofts, who I call AgFam, as well as eBay and Yahoo and others, to try to remove friction from the process for customers. There's a whole bunch of news out this week about the fact that eBay is acquiring a same-day delivery service called Shuttle, so that it can go ahead and put products in people's hands, in customers' hands, right away. And they made a whole bunch of platform changes at the same time. The Next Web has a really good write-up of this, about all these different features that they're making available, that eBay intends to make available to customers to remove friction from the process. And they're not the first ones to do this. We know Amazon is testing same day. We know Walmart is testing same day. All of these players are looking to improve things. The New York Times had a great piece earlier this week all about how Walmart is establishing a presence in Silicon Valley to compete head-to-head with the Amazons of the world and the eBays of the world and the Googles of the world to streamline your customers' shopping experience. Now, obviously, what that all means is that e-commerce is getting increasingly frictionless. It's simpler for people to accomplish the task they need to accomplish, whether they're using their mobile device, whether they're using a phone, whether they're using a tablet, whether they're using a desktop computer or a laptop, they can do what they need to do. Now, some of those are going to be competitive threats. If you have a store, the Amazons of the world offering those services and the Walmarts of the world offering those services can be a competitor to you. People like Amazon and people like eBay and people like Google are also trying to make it work for you so that you use their platform to serve your customers. So you get the benefits of these offerings as well as having it be a competitor. Way back in the web 1.0 world, we referred to this as co-opetition, where you cooperated with people who could also be a competitor of yours. And that doesn't really go away. And I don't expect it's going to go away ever. Because people like Amazon and people like Walmart and people like eBay and people like Google can invest resources on a scale that few can match. And when they do so, that's also going to compete with you. So you want to take advantage of them where you can, while understanding they may be trying to eat your lunch at the same time. Always something you have to watch for. Now, a place where most people do stand to benefit, most businesses stand to benefit, that there's a lot of room to grow, is in the sense of payments. I wrote a whole long piece about this the other day. I shouldn't say a whole long piece. I mean, gosh, that makes it sound like you'd be reading that for a month. But I wrote a piece that went into some detail about mobile payments and the opportunities that exist there. And the fact that those are beginning to get big, you know, that seemed to be a pretty large business in relatively short order. A $90 billion piece of business within just the next few years, by 2017. And as I said in the piece, you know, that's a huge number by any objective measure. But when you think about the fact that global payments as a whole are going to top $780 trillion, that is trillion dollars, within the next 4 or 5 years also, that $90 billion is, you know, fairly small potatoes. The upside of it from your perspective is the more payment options you offer people, the likelier it is they will buy, the more frictionless the experience gets for your customers, and the more likely they are to buy. If they want to pay with their Amex or their Visa or their MasterCard, great if you accept those. If they want to pay with PayPal or Square, or Amazon or Google Wallet. Again, great if you accept those. And there's a ton of people getting into this space. All Things D talks about a new startup called Crinkle. And Dwolla is offering a new thing called Dwolla Credit that TechCrunch talks about. And TechCrunch also talks about a thing called Loop. And just as I said at the start of the show, at the top of the show, I don't know which one of these is going to win. And I don't much care, per se, because, again, we only care about them based on how your customers use them. But you are going to need to test these over time, because as your customers use them, if you can't accept these forms of payment, you're missing out. You're leaving money on the table. You're putting yourself in a position where your customers might want to pay you with something that you're not set up to accept. And that increasingly becomes important because, as I've talked about before, I had an episode about this not long ago, where I've said, you know, e-commerce and retail really now are just shopping. It's just all part of the experience. And really, that's why you want to pay attention to gadgets and the toys and the shiny new objects and all that kind of stuff in any way, shape, or form. Because they're going to give you a sense of what your customers are doing and how they're interacting and how they want to interact. The reason I talk about this stuff so much and pay attention to it so much is it has a huge influence on your customers' behavior and will continue to do so. For example, I wrote a piece yesterday, actually, for our Travel Tuesday section that we always do on the blog that talks about the fact that mobile is having a surprising effect within the hotel industry of driving up the cost of sale. And the reason it's driving up the cost of sale is because one outcome of mobile is that people call more often. Which makes a lot of sense if you think about it, because they're holding a phone in their hands. Seems pretty logical, right? So if they've got a question, or they've got a concern, or they need some help, or they don't have a good way to pay because they're driving down the road and they can't type in a credit card number while they're driving, or they don't trust the technology. I mean, all of those are valid reasons. They go ahead and they call and they transact that way. But of course, call centers cost more than most e-commerce systems just because of labor and all that other kind of stuff. Whether it's something you use in-house resources for or you outsource, right? It's not cheap. And so we have this changing behavior that you may be seeing. You're probably seeing more phone calls today, regardless of your business, than you used to. Now, if you're a business that has always relied on the phone, that's probably a good thing. If you're a company that has never relied upon the phone, that may be a bad thing, because now you have to figure out how to operationalize something that you used to, that you've never had to do before. And if you're a company that used to rely upon the phone but has been seeing that decline, you may see that trend reversing, which is what's happening in the travel industry specifically. And so the point in all of this is that your customers' behaviors continue to change, and they're going to continue to change, because here's the bad news part of this. The bad news part of this is we're still in fairly early days. This isn't something that's been around for 20 years or 30 years. When we talk about mobile, I mean, mobile devices have existed for 30 years, but in the mass market sense, when you talk about smartphones, you're talking Apple and Android. You're talking the iPhone and Android. No offense to the great phones that came before, the BlackBerries and the Nokias and things along those lines. But when we talk about mass adoption of what we would consider a smartphone today, a lot of that really didn't exist at all before, you know, 2007, 2008. And so your customers' behaviors are still going to change, and you're going to need to continue to adapt to them as you move forward. And so what that means is that you need to keep paying attention to what's going on with the shiny new devices, right? Doesn't matter if Apple comes out with a new iPad. It doesn't matter if Samsung comes out with a new smartwatch. It doesn't matter if Google comes out with Glass. It doesn't matter if HTC comes out with, I don't know, the internet t-shirt. It just doesn't matter until your customers care. And when they care, you need to care, because you need to help them do what they want to do. And when you do that, you win. They're happy because they had a better experience. You win because they had a better experience. Right? So please keep that in mind as you look forward and as you look at the news and the news headlines that are out there every day about some new shiny gadget that's coming along. Think in terms of, how does this help my customer do what they want to do, and how in turn can I use that to get them to do what I want them to do? Now, looking at the clock on the wall, it is time to wrap up for this week. But as ever, I want to thank you so much for tuning in, and I want to remind you that you can, of course, subscribe to the podcast by going to timpeter.com/podcasts and going ahead and subscribing within any episode. Or you can subscribe via iTunes or Stitcher or your favorite podcatcher by doing a search for Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud or Thinks Out Loud. And I want to remind you also that you can email me at podcast@timpeter.com. Again, that is podcast@timpeter.com. Because I do very much look forward to hearing from you, your comments and your questions and your concerns and any thoughts you may have about the show. I'd love to hear from you. Please, please, please just drop me a line and let me know what you're thinking. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and say thanks so much again for tuning in. I hope you have a fantastic rest of the week, a wonderful weekend, and we'll look forward to seeing you right back here on Thinks Out Loud again next week. Take care, everybody.